They are the same as at home. Whenever I hear one, the hair on my forearms stands on end. They remind me of the night when that same shrill sound filled the air of a city far away, before that city became an outline, an item on the foreign news, before loneliness covered me like night blue tar. I don't know whether I ever want you to read this, but I know that I need to write it, because you've been on my mind for too long. Ever since that day 12 months ago when I got on a plane and flew through the thick layers of cloud across the ocean. A year since I saw you. A year that has felt like limbo. Ever since then I've been lying to myself. And now that I'm stuck here in the dreadful safety of America while our country is falling apart, I'm done with pretending that I've erased you from my mind. Some things cannot be erased through silence. Some people have that power over you, whether you like it or not. I begin to see that now. Some people, some events, make you lose your head. They're like guillotines, cutting your life in two, the dead and the alive, the before and after. It's best to start with the beginning, or at least what feels like it. I realize now that we never much talked about our past. Maybe it would have changed something if we had. Maybe we would have understood each other better and everything would have been different. Who can say? Either way, I probably never told you about Benyek. He came more than a decade before you. I was 9, and so was he. Chapter 1. I had known him almost all my life, Benyek. He lived around the corner from us in our neighborhood in Wrocław, composed of rounded streets and three-story apartment buildings that from the air formed a giant eagle, the symbol of our nation. There were hedges and wide courtyards with a little garden for each flat and cool, damp cellars and dusty attics. It hadn't even been 20 years since any of our families had come to live there. Our postboxes still said Briefe in German. Everyone, the people who'd lived here before and the people who replaced them, had been forced to leave their homes. From one day to the next, the continent's borders had shifted, redrawn like the chalk lines of the hopscotch we played on the pavement. At the end of the war, the east of Germany became Poland, and the east of Poland became the Soviet Union. Granny's family was forced to leave their land near Lwów. The Soviets took their house and hauled them on the same cattle trains that had brought the Jews to the camps a year or two earlier. They ended up in Wrocław, a city inhabited by the Germans for hundreds of years, in a flat only just deserted by some family we'd never know, their dishes still in the sink, their breadcrumbs on the table. This is where I grew up. It was on the wide pavements, lined with trees and benches, where all the children of the neighborhood played together. We would play catch and skip ropes with the girls and run around the courtyard screaming, jumping onto the double bars that looked like rugby posts and on which the women would hang and beat their carpets. We'd get told off by adults and run away. We were dusty children. We'd race through the streets in summer in our shorts and knee-high socks and suspenders, and in flimsy wool coats when the ground was covered in leaves in autumn. And we'd continue running after frost invaded the ground, and the air scratched our lungs, and our breath turned to clouds before our eyes. In spring, on Schmigus Dingus Day, we'd throw bucket loads of water over any girl who wasn't quick enough to escape, and then we'd chase and soak one another, returning home drenched to the bone. On Sundays, we'd throw pebbles at the milk bottles standing on the windowsills higher up where no one could steal them. And we'd run away in genuine fear when a bottle broke and the milk ran slowly down the building, white streams trickling like tears down the sooty facade. Benyek was part of that band of kids, part of the bolder ones. I don't think we ever talked back then, but I was aware of him. He was taller than most of us and somehow darker, with long eyelashes and a rebellious stare.